Okay, today's daf is Tainis daf Chav Dalet. And today, we're going to talk about something that comes up both on Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, and that is getting benefit from a miracle, getting benefit from Maisa Nisim. And it comes up twice here. First on Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us the story of Elazar Ish Birta. Elazar Ish Birta was a man who gave away everything he had to Tzedaka. And that's why when the Gabbai Tzedaka ever saw him coming down the block, the Gabbai Tzedaka would run away because they knew that Elazar Birta would run after them and give them everything. Right? And one time, Yom Echad, one time he was going out to the marketplace to get a nedunya, get a dowry for his daughter. Right? Yom Echad avisok l'shuka l'mizvah nedunya l'barte. The Gemara says on Amud Aleph, Chazoy Gabbai Tzedaka, the Gabbai Tzedaka saw and they started running away from him. And he saw them, he starts running after them. He runs after the Gabbai Tzedaka. Amalu, he says, Ashbro Chasaychu, swear to me, what are you involved in? Tell me the truth. B'mayas Kisu. Amrule, they say, B'yasam Yasoma, there's an orphan, orphans that we're trying to collect money for. Amrulena Avoda, Shein Kodmin Labite. Oh, I swear they go in front of my daughter, and he gives away whatever he had to them. Shkol Koma Dahavi Ba'adevi Yavalo. He gave it to them. Pashuli Chad Zuza, he had one Zuz left. One little Zuz. Zavan Lechiti, he bought some wheat with the Zuz. Va'asik, he brought it home. Shadi Ba'akleva. And when he brought it home, he threw the one grain into the granary, into the silo, and he went home. And all of a sudden, they look later, and the silo was overflowing with grain. Overflowing. Asa de bisu amrle labarte, my de icig avuch, what'd your father bring? Whatever's in the silo. And they saw they couldn't even open the door because there was so much wheat. So the daughter went to the base medrash and said, Dad, Abba, look amazing. Thank you so much. He says, what? That's what happened? It all goes to the base of Megdash. I'm not giving you any more than anyone else would take from Tzedaka, but the rest is going to the base of Megdash. What happened? It's like Lahachis. It sounds like he didn't want to give it to his daughter. Okay, fine. He wanted to give it to the other poor. So Rashi says here, why did he do that? Mishum de maisa nisimhu. Because it was miraculous. It was miracle grain. Va'asr la'adam lehanos mimaisa nisim. And it's asr for a person to get benefit from maisa nisim. Kita amar la'el, like it says earlier, vim osin lo nes, menachem lo mitzchu Yosef. If a nes is done for a person, so then you have to deduct. You have to deduct some of his chuyos. Right? Remember, that was the story of Adar Bar Ava. They used him to go into a house so the house wouldn't fall down to get his wine out. And he's like, what'd you do that for? Why'd you use me? So, and he was nervous that you can't use Maisa Nisim. Right? That is story number one. Again, Rashi says, Asr L'Adam Lehenos Mi Maisa Nisim. Right? But it's on tomorrow's daf, we're going to also see the stories of Echanina Bedosa and the golden leg coming out of the sky and not wanting to benefit from that. But even staying on this daf, so we have this story on Amud Aleph, and then we have on Amud Beis, we have another story. Says the Gemara, Amar of Mari, right, what happened? It was a story about there was a famine, and they were trying to get grain. Amar of Mari Barad de Bashmuel, Ano Havi Ke'im Nagud de Dinar Papa. This is coming up in the middle of the story. I saw that it was, I was sitting on the banks of Nahar Papa. Chazi l'malachi, I saw angels. De idmu l'malachi, that were, looked like sailors. To kamaisi chala, they were bringing sand. Umalunu la'arvi, they were filling the boats with sand. Vavikimcha desmida, and all of a sudden it turned into fine flour. The sand turned into fine flour. Also kuliyama l'mizvan. And everybody came to buy the fine flour. They were starving. Amar lahu meha lo tizvanun. And he said, don't buy from this. Why? Demaisa nisimhu. It's miraculous wheat. Don't buy from this. L'machras in arvi dechiti teparzina. The next day they brought regular wheat. But he said, don't buy from here. Rashi, ubame de'efshar lehisrachek mimaisa nisim yoser tov v'nachon. And whatever is better to stay away from maisa nisim, it is better to stay away from maisa nisim in that in that way. If you look in the Mitzpeh Eisan, right here in the back of the Gemara, he says, Mashba di Isur Aleka. From this Rashi, it sounds like there's no Isser. It says, stay away, right? L'Hizrachek. Vikasha de La'el Pirish Rashi, but Mashba, it's a problem, because on Amud Aleph, again, whether this is Rashi or fake Rashi, but either way, it's a Rishon. So earlier we said, Da'asur Lenos V'maisa Nisim, Mishim de Menachem L'Mishu Yosef. Right? So what's the difference between the earlier case and this case. So we'll have to come back to his answer in a couple of minutes. But this gets us to the sugya of ein maskir, and not ein maskir in ma'aseh nisin. That's a separate issue about are you allowed to daven for a nes. This is not can you daven for a nes. This is can you benefit from a nes. Well, why can't you benefit from it? That's the whole purpose of a nes. No, you want a nes to save Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf. They benefited from the nes. Right, the Makas Bechoros. So this isn't talking about an intangible benefit of salvation. Salvation, obviously, Hashem is an Eis, Hashem saves us. This is talking about what if there's an item that is created through a Nes. An item. Are you allowed to get benefit from an item that was created through a Nes? So that's the issue. So it sounds like from this Gemara that either is Asur or Yeshla Hizracheg, but the Shiloh that is asked by the quote in the name of Reb Chaim. So how did the Hanukkah story happen? Right? The Hanukkah, the oil was B'derech Nes, and we used it in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? It happens to be this Dafyomi cycle. Today is the last day of Hanukkah, so kind of a Hashgacha. But the Gemara says, there in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph, sounds like, let's read it again, because we're going to come back to this Lashon of Hashem soon. Timu kol hashmanem shebeheichal, they will metame all of the oil, ukshigar ha-malchus beit chashmarei v'nischem, botru v'lo matzu ala pach echad shel shemen. With that one pach that had the chosam of the Kohen Gadol. V'lohaya bo elo lahalik yom echad. And there was only enough to light one day, nasa bo neis v'edlikam en eshmona yamim. There was an eis and they lit from it 8 days. So it sounds like there was magic oil and they used it. Okay, we're not going to get into now, but one could ask maybe a similar question on the story with Elisha. Elisha and the woman, the very poor woman who only had a little bit of oil and she kept pouring and pouring and then she sold it and she made money from it also there. So some achronim say, there's no kasha, there's no problem with this. There's no problem with getting hana from Nes. Maybe it's a chumrah, but me'ikar adin, one is allowed to use it. Why? There are other gemaras. You have to reinterpret this Gemara then. The other Gemara is the Gemara in Menachos and Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara there quotes Samach Tes Mabez in Menachos, Boy Reb Zera, Chitim Sheyardu Ba'avim. What about wheat that comes from the clouds? Mahu. Are you allowed to use that? What does that mean? Wheat that came from the clouds. So Rashi there says, Im Hamatar, with the rain, Kishashasu Ha'avim Ba'okianis, when the clouds swallowed up, let's say evaporation from the ocean, from the Atlantic, the water went into the clouds. Balu svina maleachitim. Somehow there was a boat full of wheat that got swallowed up by the clouds, and then the wind came, and then the wind brought it down. What does that mean? What in the world does that mean? Tosfos chidim sheyada ba'arim pirsha kodesh shashasu bokyanus balu svina. V'kashal Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, what should be his problem? What are you talking about? What kind of miracle? That's not the problem. It's chutz la'aretz. So the question here is going to be talking about, can you use it for a carbon? And if it's from Eretz Yisrael, what's the problem? It came with a miracle. It came from a miracle. Cloud, the wheat that came from clouds. So what's the Gemara asking? The Gemara asks, so the Gemara says, well, what are you bothered by? Ilu menachos amaylo. If to use it for a carbon mincha, a flour carbon, what's the problem? There's no problem. Elo l'shtei halechem. The only problem is to use it for shtei halechem. Why? Shtei halechem has to come from moshvo seichem. Amar rachmano lafuki chutz la'aretz delo. Right? You can't come from chutz la'aretz. Aval davim shaper dami. Clouds aren't chutz la'aretz. Or maybe clouds are also excluded if the source of those clouds are from chutz la'aretz. Okay, right? Rabbi Elchanan in Psachim in Oz Tezayin discusses: is Eretz Yisrael a requirement or is chutz la'aretz a psul? That might be the suffix here. What is the requirement of Moshe Vosechem? Usually, you don't have anything in between. It's either from Eretz Yisrael or from chutz la'aretz. Clouds here are something in between. But either way, what do you see from that Gemara? The Gemara is not bothered by the miracle. The Gemara is not bothered by the miracle. The Gemara is only bothered by whether it's chutz la'aretz or not. So maybe there's no problem. Or another example, Harios, Daf Yud Aleph, says the Gemara there, talking about the anointing oil that was used in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah there discusses who gets Meshicha, right? The which Kohen Gadol and which Kohen Gadol. goes through all of the details and the kalim, the Sheren HaMishkan. Parenthetically, remember I think we mentioned years ago, but a number of times, there's a question about, you know, every melech needs anointing oil from the Sheren HaMishkan, unless it's a ben achar ben. If it's ben achar ben and there's no machlokas, then there's no anointing oil needed. Right, because it's automatic. It's ben achar ben. We had a shiur a couple of years, actually maybe on, I don't remember, where we had a discussion of Yerusha when it comes to other positions. But a ben achar ben from a melech does not need anointing oil. So the Michas Chinuch has the suffix. When Mashiach comes, Be'ez Hashem Meher V'Yameinu. Is there going to be a machlokas about Mashiach? Because if not, hopefully there won't be a machlokas when Mashiach comes. And he'll be ben achar ben from Malchus Beis David. Maybe he won't need Mashiach. He won't need to be anointed. So the Michas Chinuch just mentions, so maybe Mashiach won't need Mashiach. But we call him Mashiach, right? Because he is from the anointed family. But anyway, that's the Gemara here says in Harios Daf Yud Aleph Amabez that the Sheren HaMishkan never ran out miraculously. When it was used to anoint the Kohen Gadol and the Melech and all the Kelim in the Mishkan, it never ran out, says the Gemara. V'chineis Echa Nasa B'Sheren HaMishkan V'halo Tchilaso Shneimasar Lugin. It started off with 12 lug, umimenu haya nimshach, and from it was used to anoint Mishkan, v'kelav, Aaron ubanav, kol shivas yimei miluim, v'kulo kayim la'asilavo. And it's all going to be there in the future. Shenemar, shemen mishchas kodesh, yeh ze li lidaros echem. Ze is gematria 12. Right? That's the remez that the Shemen will always be there. The Minchas Chinuch even discusses, how do you ever violate the isser of making the Shemen HaMishkan? It's always the same. And how do you, the isser of using it, you never use it up. Okay, but either way, these two, and you use the Shemen HaMishkan, and it's miraculous. So, sounds like there's no problem to use miraculous items. So again, some Achronim say, there's no Kasha here, by Chanukah. What would be the Kasha? Right? Menachas Samachtes, you could use the wheat from the clouds, Harias Daf Yud Aleph, you could use the oil that was remained. There's even a Targum Yonasan Menuziel in Shmos that says they brought the Shemen Amor from Gan Eden, right? So maybe that's somewhat miraculous. So maybe there's no question. The question that would be is, okay, what about our Gemara? What about our Gemara? Right? Isn't that a difference? Right? Our Gemara sounds like it is a problem. Maybe he was being machmir, right? But let's assume now, but some say it's not a problem. Our Gemara might be different. See, 1 second, we'll give an answer in a second. But they quote B'Shem Reb Chaim. And this is a Shaila because there are many stories about whether Reb Chaim actually said this or not. They quote this Kasha and Teretz in the name of Reb Chaim. But if you look in the Kamotzi Shalal Rav on Chanukah, he quotes that the Briska Rav never said this in the name of Reb Chaim. And they say they're not sure whether Reb Chaim said this. They quote this from Rabbi Shulam David Soloveitchik, that his father, the Briska Rav, may olam lo omar kushi zu b'shmosha Reb Chaim. He never said it, and maybe because of these other Gemaras, because it's not a kasha. But then they quote from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. The Rabbi Yaakov says that the Briskers are always very meduyuk in exact lashonos of every prat. And if you say it in a different way, then they don't. They say it's not. Not what was said. So he quotes a story. Rabbi Yaakov told his son that he had a friend who traveled with Reb Chaim in Tafresh Ayin Zayin, and he was on a train, and he asked him this kasha, and he gave him this answer that we're about to quote. The kasha answer Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim looks and says, "Very nice, but it's not for me. It's not for me." And they told the story to Reb Baruch Ber, the Ber Chashmol, and he says, "I heard it from him. I know what he's talking." So there's a whole Masorah about whether this actually came from Reb Chaim. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, it probably came from Reb Chaim, but you didn't say it in the exact way that he said it. And because you didn't say it in the exact way that he said, oh, it's somebody else's Chiddush, because he was very medactic. That's why Reb Chaim also, and other Soloveitchiks, never wanted to write anything down, because if you write something down, maybe it won't come out as exact, and even if it did, maybe they'll change their mind in a week from now. So anyway, this is the, so what is it? So the Kasha is happy to use the oil if it was miraculous. So the answer they quote in the name of Reb Chaim is that the oil itself was oil. The change wasn't in quantity, but in quality, in power. The oil was the oil. It was just that the oil, it was oil, but Hashem gave it magical powers. So the oil came from olives. It was just had magical powers. So that's not a problem. That's not a problem. Only if there's something new that's created through a nace, like this wheat became more wheat in our Gemara. But anything with the malachim brought something. But if it's just oil, and Hashem just gave it more power, so then to burn longer, that's not called ma'isa nisim for this problem, and therefore it would be it wouldn't be a violation. Shehanes lo haya bekamos ela be'echus. The nes wasn't in quantity but quality. Klomar Hashem lo hisrabe befoel ela rak kocho lidlok gadol v'hisatzim. Just as potential to light became greater, v'kach kamos shemen shebedera klamos masfika rak liyom echad dolkam v'meshach shmona yamim la'acher she'iru es kol ha'shemesh v'pach ala menorah. Amnam, every night it only lit in eighth. And therefore, and that also, if that's true, they also quote this, this answers the Beis Yosef's kasha. Right? The Beis Yosef's kasha of why is Hanukkah 8 days, it should only be 7 days. There was enough to light the first day, so this answers that. It says even the first day, it only lit one eighth. Right, only one eighth of it lit, and therefore there was a nace even the first day. And therefore it only lit one eighth. So that is one answer given to this kasha of you can't use Ma'isa Nisim for Hanukkah. There are two other answers as well, though. One is from the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes in the Likutim here on Shabbos on Daf Chaf Aleph quotes first a couple of two other questions that many others don't ask, but they're strong questions. What does it mean that the Shemen had the seal of the Kohen Gadol? Was every bottle sealed with the Kohen Gadol stamp? Like he went around all thousands and of bottles? What does it mean that it had the Chosam of the Kohen Gadol on it? We don't find that elsewhere that the Kohen Gadol stamped his seal on bottles, on pachs of oil. Number two, what's the emphasis of the pach? Seems like they emphasize they found a pach echad shel shemen that had the chosam of the Kohen Gadol, v'lo haya bo, and the pach, v'lo haya bo, the pach only had enough to light one. What do you mean the bo? V'lo haya b'shemen, emphasizing the pach. Okay, you might not think this is anything, but it says the pach only had enough to light one, and a nace happened. They lit me men, and they lit from it shmona yamin. It sounds like it's focused on the pach, the bow, and the hidliku. So suggest the Imre Emes. You know what must have happened? It must be sometime before the Hanukkah story, maybe weeks or years before the Hanukkah story. They were once filling up pachs with shemen, and this one pach that they took, they poured in oil and there was still plenty of room in it. They're like, what's going on here? So they put more oil into it. And it kept being like not full. They kept pouring and pouring, and they were able to put 8 pach volumes of oil into this one pach. So the oil wasn't miraculous, the pach was miraculous. It was like the opposite of the clown car, that the clowns kept coming out, the oil kept going in. And they filled it up, and somehow this pach was miraculous. And they said, wow, this is a magical one. So you know what the Kohen Gadol says? I want to remember this one. So he put a seal on the pach shemen. That was the miraculous one. And that's the one they found. So the oil was regular oil. It was regular. How did it fit into this pach? The pach was miraculous. And that's the language of the Gemara. V'lo matzu ela pach echad shel shemen. They found one pach. Shehaya munach v'lo haya bo. And the size of this pach was only lahalik yom echad, naseh bones, and they lit from this pach 8 days with regular oil. Regular oil. Only the pach was miraculous. L'shon acheres kamam asum yamim tovim, and then later on they made it into yantav. That's an amazing suggestion. The pach was what was miraculous, and it was before Hanukkah, and that's why the Kohen Gadol had the stamp on it. Number two. A third idea, though, and that answers everything, and that is the difference between the two Rashis that we have on our daf, and that is why is one Usser and one Maisa and one just Lihisrachik, and what about Argamar being different? And to answer the original question, maybe there's a difference between personal benefit and Tzorach Rabim or Tzorach Mitzvah. Right? What's going on by Hanukkah? It was Tzorach Mitzvah. But Tzorach Mitzvah is not a problem. You could use miraculous oil for a mitzvah. That's what was being discussed, or Tzorach Rabim, or if the Rabim needs it. Right? Amen Aleph, there was one great rabbi that needed a dowry for his daughter. So that's where he says, oh, so you can't use it. Amen Beis, that's the Tzibur needed. The Tzibur needed. Says the Mitzvah Esan. V'yesh lomar dainodavka biyachid, de menachin aval b'tzibur, de ein menachin. Right? No problem when it comes to a tzibur and a yachid. So maybe that's what the difference between the Rashi is also. And he says maybe that's also how do we eat the man? It was miraculous. You get personal benefit from the man for 40 years. So you might say pikuach nefesh. There was nothing else to eat. So had we the man in the war? Obviously, Hashem gave it to us in order to eat. Right? He didn't want us to starve. But Rashi Pesach and others say, I'm sorry, the Chida. The Chida says, you know, how did we eat the man? So he says, but Tzibor, there's no idea of Menachin Mizchuyosav, and therefore it is okay. So three answers to the question. Reb Chaim, it was just quality. Devar Emes, it was from beforehand, it was regular oil. And maybe, third answer, maybe Bitzibur, or L'Shem Mitzvah, is okay. Others say that there's no question in the first place. You're allowed to use miraculous. Then you'd have to figure out exactly what about our Gemara. Maybe there's a difference between Mitzvah, Tzibur, V'chulu. But this is a fascinating discussion of benefit from the miraculous. Okay, we'll stop here.